The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Hey, everybody, Chauncey here. Be careful this weekend because it's going to be hot, muggy, sticky. That means wear your SPF and your long sleeve light shirts, drink plenty of fluids, and don't do anything stupid in this heat. But let's talk about today's show. I'm pretty excited. We're going to have Mr. Jim Crowley's coming on to talk to us about hot weather bass fishing with a jig and how to pull those big fish out of those hiding spots that they hide in, which is going to be pretty cool. And then Jerry Carew, who's the director of Sunset Country Ontario Tourism, will tell us about the opening of the border in August this year so we can cross over into Canada, and what we're going to need to have with us to be prepared for the opening of the border. That's very important. It's not just going to say, hey, come on in. There's a whole bunch of rules and things that he wants to cover with us on the interview about what we should have prepared and just everything that you're going to need to know, as well as going to sunsetcountry.com for more information. Okay, and then, you know what? We're going to be having in our last segment, of course, the Aiden Fishing Report, and a lot of information there, and other outdoor information. So it's pretty much it's a jam-packed show, so don't go away. Once again, it's going to be a hot weekend, so try to stay cool, you know, try to, you know, enjoy the weather, and if you're going to go out fishing or wandering or anything like that, find a shady spot and a comfortable chair. That's always good. Don't forget, on August 7th, we're going to be doing our live remote from Paul's Pizza in Westchester, 31st and Wolf Road, from 6 to 7 a.m. I would highly advise you, if you're going to come out, bring an extra folding chair. We're going to be inside, but you could always use a few extra folding chairs for yourself. So bring your camp chair with you and have some fun with us while you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors live remote. Now let's hear from Captain Tony. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good morning, John. How's it going?
Hey, let's just say it's a hot weekend.
Oh, it's a cooker. It's going to be a scorcher this weekend. So, you know, bring a lot of water and be hydrated.
Oh, yes. Anytime you're going to be out in the sun, cool water and sun lotion and a hat and a light long sleeve shirt.
Right. You know, you get cooked out there, you know, you got to protect yourself out with them UV rays, you know. You get double reflection off the water, so sunglasses, don't forget your sunglasses.
No, that's true.
Speaking of warm water, our water is pretty warm. It's about 68 degrees right now. A lot of the salmon kind of moved away. We think they're out in, like, way, way deep, deep water, 40 out. But we're seeing a lot of lake trout coming through, so we've been beating up some lake trout. Very seldom you'll get one of them unicorn king salmons or maybe a straggler coho, but right now, we're beating up on the lake trout because that's what the water dictates at this time of year.
You're so deep that you're going to be marlin fishing tomorrow.
Oh, I hear you. I'm dumping in at 180 and going to 240.
Woo-wee.
Yeah, that's where we're fishing, you know. It'd be nice if we were back on the beach like back in May, but that's not going to happen right now unless we get a lot of west winds here.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned the water temperature for the lake. That's the water temperature at the buoy, I think?
Wilmette buoy, I believe that's it. Yeah. Well, and even at the North Point buoy, you can get water temps right there at both buoys.
Yeah, because the beaches in Chicago was 70.
Ooh, I believe it. You know, and what the whole problem is it's the same temperature from top to bottom. You might find a pocket of cold water here and there, but a couple guys drop the probes down, and they're like, it's really ridiculous. You go through 68-degree water, then you'll find 60-degree water, then you come back up to 68-degree water, and, you know, I mean, our water table is moving around the lake, and that dictates where the fish are going to be.
Yeah. So we're running deep, a lot of spinning glows and stuff?
Spinning glows, big, flat, white Dodgers, chrome Dodgers. If you got a chartreuse green, that's been pretty good. Spinning glows, the green and white, yellow polka dot, white polka dot, white for spinning glows. You know, three times the length of your Dodger usually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, vary your speed till you find them. You know, anywhere from, I would say, 130 all the way down to the bottom, depending on what depth of water you're in.
Well, sounds good. And if somebody wants to call you to set up a charter, what do they do?
Call the office at area code 847-838-2037. You can visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com. And I have so many links there. Actually, turn your iPhone sideways, and it's better to see my website if you turn it horizontally.
Okay, cool. And what are we all yelling, Diamond Ghost?
Fish on. All right, guys. Hey, be safe out there. Stay cool and watch the weather.
That's Captain Tony, everybody. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again, so mark your calendars for August 7th from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois at 31st and Wolf Road. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, special guests, and more. All at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road, August 7th from 6 to 7 a.m. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Illinois Department of Public Health rules for face masks apply.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. They're new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot,
ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home Heat and Eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Rivers. You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going
to
smell.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And you know what? We haven't heard from this guy in a while. And, you know, I know Central Illinois got hit with a lot of water and water levels got high. And, you know, he switched a little bit from doing fishing to building an ark for a while, I think. But, you know, Mr. Crowley, how are you, my friend?
We're floating. We're doing good. It's been terrible here. Oh, my goodness. As far as water goes. We were lucky. We're in a little town that I live in. We're at a high point, but there are some people that unfortunately suffered some. Everybody's been chipping in and trying to help them out. But as far as the lakes go around here, the fishing has been phenomenal.
But the question is, were you counting the animals by two that were going into the ark?
Yeah, my ark is only 17 foot long. There wasn't a whole bunch I could take with me.
Yeah, and the dog's not letting anybody else on it, right?
That's right.
Hey, Jim, you know, with the high water and stuff that, you know, and we're not talking ridiculously high water, folks. We're just talking more water than we normally see.
Right.
What are you doing different that, because you keep sending me pictures of fish and I keep sending you notes that, you know, I'm going to punch you, I'm going to hit you, I'm going to, you know, cut your line. I mean, you're catching
a lot.
That's
what you sent me at Christmas.
Yeah.
So.
What?
I think the things are, it's really neat this year because my whole career, I've been, you know, I don't mind fishing deep, and especially when it comes to smallmouth, I don't mind fishing deep. But when it comes to largemouth, I've always been a target. I think my strengths have always been a target-orientated fisherman. In other words, I excel more for my ability to when fish are shallow. And when water's high, that's really when I love to fish a jig. That's one of my favorite. One of my favorite things to catch largemouth bass. When people ask me if that was the only technique you could ever do, yes, it'd be to fish a jig because there's so many things you can do with a jig. But right now, with this high water, we've either been swimming them or swimming a jig or flipping and pitching them into the really heavy cover. And especially because whenever you have high water, whenever you have an influx of water like that, especially in reservoirs, fish will flock to newly flooded vegetation. So the higher the water, the closer you can get to the bank, the better. River systems a lot are the same. I've seen that in the Mississippi River this year. I've seen it in the Illinois River. They will just move back to those areas where they can get to the bank. And so this year it's been really good swimming jigs. It's been really good flipping and pitching jigs. It's been really, really good with some practice. But it's been really, really good skipping jigs to low-hanging cover. What I mean by that is that trees are hanging over the water, bushes are hanging in the water, and skipping underneath those boat docks that, you know, usually would have a foot or two underneath them now only have maybe 3 or 4 inches, and being able to skip baits underneath there to where the average fisherman just really doesn't hit. And when water is high like this, we don't have a lot of those occurrences regularly, and it would just occasional. But when they do, you need to get to the bank. And when you can, being able to skip baits back underneath there is so deadly, and it's been so much fun.
But a lot of times when you're skipping into, you know, low-hanging branches underneath them, and once again, we're not talking flooded situations in these reservoirs and ponds and lakes. You know, you're getting into areas where, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that comes out of the ground that the fish are like, hey, the buffet table's open, boys, you know? And they
That's
go.
True. Years ago, I'll tell you a really funny story really quick, but years ago in the 90s, I was fishing a Federation state tournament, and I forget what pool in Mississippi River, but that's when we had that big flood back in the 90s, and where all those Asian carp came in because they had built the hatcheries too close to the river. Well, anyway, I remember that year, I actually won money because there were people's washers and dryers and furniture in the water. And I would pitch a jig or pitch a spinner bait up next to those. And literally in a couple tournaments, I caught fish off a dryer or a washer that was in the water. In Havana, Illinois, we're on the river right there up the creek going up there. And guys will know this, old timers will know this. I actually literally caught my fifth keeper in the tournament off a bar stool that was in the line. On a state tournament, I did well because I caught fish off a kid's big wheel that was lodged in the water. Bass don't know what those are.
Mm-hmm.
They just know that there's something to hide under, or it's just amazing. When water gets really high, fish will get close to the bank, and what's ever around there, they will get in. And it's no different this year.
Were you sitting on the bar stool when you caught a fish off of it, or were you casting at it?
Unlike how you and I usually meet,
oh, okay.
No, I was not. I was actually in the boat and legally sober.
Okay. I need a clarification because I know the listeners are going to say, what, the two of them sitting on bar stools out in a flooded area? Yeah, we were.
Enough of your listeners has seen you and I at a show together and going, no, they are sober. Yes, we are. It's 10 o'clock in the morning, but we have fun, like, you know. But anyway, it was a bar stool that was in the water and I was on a boat.
Cool. Now, you know, a lot of people just feel different about, you know, flipping, you know, it's just, you're flip, it's an underhand, I'm doing it, I wish this was television.
It's like a pendulum.
Yeah.
The best way I explain it is an underhand pendulum type cast. Yes.
And you're you know, shooting that under there. But, you know, what the jig that you're using when you're doing this, though.
Yeah, and I had skipped round-headed jigs or things like that for years, but not really good. I'll just be honest with you. One of the best skipping-type jigs, and a lot of the guys our age, between your and I's age, anyway, will know what an Arky-style jig is, and you can skip that head reasonably well. It has to do with the way you cast and the pendulum-type motion that you do. Now, I was fortunate enough, and you and I have talked about this when I've been on. I've worked with Lure Parts Online for several years now, and we had talked the last couple years about developing a jig that would be easier to skip. Now, when I say easier to skip, I want your listeners to understand it's still going to take practice. You're not going to take the jig out of the package and go, oh, I can do this. It's like anything in life. If you want to get good at something, you need to practice. We developed this new jig that I wanted. It's got a flat surface underneath, but the hook style was important. I get sometimes probably too technical with things, but when we developed this jig for Lure Parts Online, if you look it up, we'll give you a code. Hopefully, Chauncey will let me give you all a code later on.
Yeah,
that you can get a discount on it. But when you build your own baits, it's really inexpensive. It really, really is. And the cool thing is you can build stuff your own way, whatever you want to do. And so we just want to develop the head style and the hook style that would skip. And so when you think about skipping, think back to when you were a kid and you're skipping a flat rock on the water.
Yeah.
You have a low angle to the water and you skip. And it was always fun to see how far you could get that. Well, whatever rock you picked up, what did you want the bottom to be?
Flat.
You want flat. That's right. That's right. It's that simple. And so we developed a jig in 3/8 and 1/2 ounce because quarter was too small. It's not a good skipping surface. 3/8 is where you want to start, and you go to 1/2 ounce, and that's plenty. And you skip that. So we developed that head and that hook, and it's called the Jax Flip and Skip. That's the name of the jig. On lure, if you go to lureparts.online.com and you look for the jig, it's called the Jax, J-A-X, Flip and Skip. And it's just a head and the jig. That's it. You can buy your skirts. You can do whatever you want. You can buy your trailers. You can do everything you can on Lure Parts Online and put it together. Because I've got them in several different colors. Anybody who knows me knows black and blue, green pumpkin. You mix those three together, you'll catch fish across the country. Don't get complicated. Don't spend a lot of money. That's it. Okay, black and blue, green pumpkin. Here's what I do with the jig. I cut the skirt short to about 1/8 of an inch below the hook. I put a trailer on there that is just usually 2 claws, and I shorten it up. I don't want a lot of appendages catching the water. When I skip the bait to the water, I want my rod pretty level with the water, and I roll my wrist over. What that means is I do a follow-through. Like I'm skipping a rock, I'm just doing it 7 feet longer than my hand. In other words, the rod and reel has become an extension of my wrist and forearm. I dial my reel down. Okay, if you have magnetic brakes on your reel, most guys will know that on your bait caster. It goes from 0 to 10. Put it to 6, 5 or 6. Okay, that'll slow your spool down. You're still going to be thumbing your spool. Okay, then you're going to take the cast control on the right side of your reel, and you're going to dial it back to where your bait just barely starts falling. When you go to skip, that way when you get backlashes the first several times you try it, and you will fail, okay? You will fail. I did. So will you. Once you learn it, you'll go, I get it. You don't need a fancy reel. You don't need a $400 rod. You need a 7-foot medium-heavy rod with a fast tip. Pick your brand. I build my own. And then take a jig that is meant to skip and work on that. If you do that and you practice, you will be able to get stuff, I am not kidding you, 20 foot back under a dock, 15 foot back under a low-hanging tree. You will be able to get to fish that other anglers can't get to. In high-water situations, that's 50 to 75%.
And when you work it back, you're just giving it little bitty pops?
Right. And so here is what I tell most people. When do most fish hit a jig? They hit it on the fall. So what I do is, once I get the bait back underneath there, I try to make little repeated falls as much as I can. Most of the time, that first cast in there, when you pick up, a lot of times, that line will always be moving one way or the other. Whatever way it's moving, set the hook the opposite direction. They're not going to let go of it, chances are. You've got more time than you think. Reel down, feel which way the fish is moving, set the hook in the opposite direction, and 9 times out of 10, that fish is coming in the boat.
And you've been catching way too many fish, all these photos you keep sending me.
The one I caught today was really interesting.
Yeah.
Because the fish got really, really tight after the front or whatever, so I pitched into the brush pile. This is the one we were talking about before. Mm-hmm. I showed it. And I felt the thump, and I set the hook, and I just felt that fish dive, just bury down into that. I'm like, oh, here we go. This is just going to be a mess. So I'm fighting, and I can feel it pulling down, and I can't get it out. I had no idea why I couldn't get this fish out of there. I get all the way in there, get my trolling motor in there. The YOLO Tech or the GoPro in the back of my boat is looking at it, and probably all it saw was my butt and one leg sticking up in the air. I went down almost to my head and got down in there and got a branch where I could feel the line.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled up on the branch, and here's this fish sitting there. I'm like, oh, my goodness, it's still there. And so I grabbed the branch, and I grabbed the loop. I got it in, and I weighed it in. It was 5.87, or 4.87.
4.87.
So almost 5 pounds. The interesting thing was I flip with fluorocarbon line.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have talked on the show for years. I fish suffix fluorocarbon line. Anyway, so I had a 4.0 VMC hook on there. And I was today Well, actually, on a jig, there's a 4-0, hook on there, and it's a jig color that I call black olive. It's basically black, blue, and it's got a little tan, green punk, and whatever. And as soon as that jig hit the water, I think it dropped about 4 inches. I dropped it on its face. That fish sucked it in and just started heading down. And when you set the hook on it, that jig stuck right in the top part of the fish's mouth. I had to go in there, get it, cut the line to get the fish out of there. And that jig still hooked up that fish. And it was just so cool. You know, I'm by myself. Nobody else is out there. There's nobody out on a Monday or on a Friday afternoon, you know, when I did this, where we started talking. And to do this and to pull it up, and I'm hooting and hollering. I'm like, what are you hooting and hollering for, dummy? Nobody else is around here. but it was fun because it was something I made, something I put together. And to catch a big fish like that, it's just a cool experience.
Before we go, give us that discount if anybody is interested.
Oh, sure. So if you go to Lure Parts Online, if you want to order, and it's called the Jack's Flip and Skip. But anything you want to order from Lure Parts Online, use this code because it'll give you a discount. And that's just Hook Amber Sand. So that's Hook and Hunt. That's Hook Amber Sand sign, then Hunt 10. And you will get that. You will get that 10% discount off. And if you want to order those jigs or anything else, if you want to build your own stuff, that's fine. But this summer's been, with this high water, has been a really good jig and plastics year. So I hope people keep catching fish because now's actually a really, really good time to be out fishing. Their fish can be shallow. And they can be accessible. You just have to put in a little work.
Cool. Jim, thanks for coming on the show this morning.
No, buddy, I always appreciate when you take your time to call me. And God bless you and all your listeners. I hope they have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the summer.
All right. We'll talk to you in a few weeks, my friend. Okay.
Take care.
Jim Crowley, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again, so mark your calendars for August 7th from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois at 31st and Wolf Road. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, special guests, and more, all at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road, August 7th from 6 to 7 a.m. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Illinois Department of Public Health rules for face masks apply. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using, or want to sell, or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! and Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Hey everybody, Chauncey here. I'm the chairman of the Sporting Clays Classic that's benefiting the Pathway to Adventure Council of the Boy Scouts of America, being held at the Palis Sporting Club at 24038 South Harlem Avenue in Frankfort, Illinois, on Friday, August 20th. I'm looking for a few more four-man squads that want to benefit the scouting program and have a fun-filled day of shooting sporting clays, breakfast, lunch, and a special gift. Go to pathwaytoadventure.org for registration and information, and join me for a day of fun breaking some clays. Pull! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, I'm excited because I can hear the borders to the north of the states opening up and having fun. But we have from our good friend at Sunset Country, Jerry Carew. How are you, Jerry?
I'm doing okay, Chauncey. How are you?
Buddy, I'm excited because August, there's a great day in August. I think it's August 9th. Isn't that the proper date?
That's the beginning, yeah, of the changes in the border rules.
And we've had the border locked up so long, like the lock was getting rusty, but apparently somebody got the WD-40 out, sprayed it in the lock, and we're going to put the key in there.
Yeah, there's conditions, but it's the start of something, right? We had to get over that hump of actually reopening the border, even under with conditions. So
yeah,
we're happy that we've reached that point.
Yeah, and we'll talk about some of the conditions and stuff later, and what we need to do. But I mean, I could imagine some of the lodge owners have got to be ecstatic that this is happening. The fish, hey, they've gotten a year and a half to get bigger and fatter in my books.
Yeah, the fishing has been really good this year, and it's weird. It's like the apocalypse has hit on some of these lakes just because we don't have our American tourists up here. I had 20,000 acre bay on Lake of the Woods last week to myself. I didn't see another boat for 6 hours. So that's the kind of thing that's happening right now. We want that to change. Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. Now, I would imagine because, with all the work that you do with the tourism and Sunset Country, this has a lot of the lodge owners excited that they're able to welcome the people back. And I can't even imagine how hard they must be working just to make sure they want everything up to the snuff level that they always have it at, right?
Well, they do. I mean, so there's some, it's a new unknown world. There's COVID protocols to follow when you run a resort, so they have to make sure that they're on top of those and are following those. But yeah, the sense of relief that finally this day is coming, it's for fully vaccinated travelers only at this point, but at least that's a start. It's the beginning of the end, hopefully, for COVID restrictions at the border and discretionary travel to Canada from the United States. So, yeah, welcome. Big welcome day, big sense of relief. Some would be elated, others more muted, it's because not everyone could still come, right? So,
exactly.
It's better than the border still being closed. I mean, that's clear. So.
Yeah. Now, you can get and as we've said on our the sponsorship from Sunset Country, but if you went to visit sunsetcountry.com, I think that's the correct website, correct?
Yes.
You can, you know, check out lodges. You can check out information on getting brochures sent to you. You can get excited about, you know, maybe going, you know, up to Canada, you know, Ontario. I mean, to me, that's where you want to go because it's just a gorgeous area. And there's so many neat things to do and see because, yes, I love fishing. Yes, I love hunting deer. But you know what? I love also seeing what's out there in the countryside, the little towns, stopping for at a little diner for dinner or seeing an interesting museum on my travels or something like that. Yes, I want to go to the lodge and fish, but there's so many other things that I want to do there too. And you can find that all out through the website, right?
Yeah, we have a full array sort of covering, obviously, the fishing elements of what's up here, but also the towns and cities, retail, service outlets. You can get the travel guide. Can even look at it online, the travel guide. You don't have to get the printed copy if you don't want to. So we're here as an association, and our job is to promote the area, create awareness of Sunset Country as a, you know, great destination to go to, and to assist travelers, mostly from the United States, but also in Canada and elsewhere, to plan the trip here, and that's what we do. So.
Oh, yeah, because there's so many other, you know, so I can't even, yeah, I mean, so many times I talk about Ontario and, you know, people just think, well, we get in a car or, you know, we go to our lodge over there. I go, yeah, but yes, that's fantastic. I love doing that. But I mean, I just festivals and this and that. And that, I mean, those are, you get to meet the people, not just your buddies sitting in the bow of the boat.
Well, I mean, think of it. Sunset Country is the size of Minnesota. There's more lakes than people here. So, you know, there's, what, maybe 65,000 people that live in a 60,000-square-mile area of Ontario that is boreal forest, Canadian Shield country.
Mm-hmm.
When you're coming from a city like Chicago, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Madison, Twin Cities in Minnesota, that's a real different experience. there's no congestion on the water. The fishing quality, I'm biased, but I mean, I haven't fished in the States. I shouldn't necessarily, you know, I could try that, but I mean, I think the fishing quality is quite a bit better up here.
Mm-hmm.
The number one rated thing of our area when you talk to someone who's traveled here from the United States at the end is the wilderness lakes, the lakes themselves. Fishing is number two, but the scenery and the lakes have consistently in just informal surveys of what was your trip about, what you like the best, the wilderness, the lakes, the no people.
Yeah.
It's an escape, and you get to catch a lot of fish while you're doing it. So,
and I've...
A great destination.
And one of the things, Jerry, I have to tell people is, if you... Well, I got chills thinking about this. The first time I was in a boat out on a very, you know, secluded Northwoods Lake, just, it was magnificent. And we were fishing into the night. And I looked up, and I said, the guy in the back of the boat says, "What's that color up there?" And I go, "Wow, I've never seen that. I wonder if that's the aurora." And I said that word, and the entire sky lit up like somebody pulling a curtain across the sky. And I went, whoa.
Yeah, you know, I mean, when you live up here, the aurora can still certainly get your attention. But for a lot of people who live here year-round, oh, the aurora's out tonight.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Look at it and admire it, but it doesn't either. For people who are in southern latitudes, more southerly latitudes, yeah, where the aurora only appears rarely, we have also dark sky here, right? That's the other bonus, is this is a dark sky region. So, yeah, the aurora is a bucket list kind of thing to see.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a pretty good chance, if you stay for a week, that you might get to see it if the skies are clear.
Yeah.
It's related to the solar activity cycle and solar cycles. So the more solar cycles or the more activity on the sun, the better the sight.
Yeah. I mean, that's just one of the little tidbits. I'm catching fish on this beautiful Canadian Shield Lake, and, you know, at dark, and... and I'm seeing the aurora run across the sky, and, you know, I know I lost fish because I was watching the sky, and the, as what is it, Carl Sagan would say, the millions and billions of stars in the sky.
Yeah, you know? You can actually see the cluster of gas in the Milky Way star system.
Ah.
Usually you wait till it's a little darker, the 2 a.m., 3 a.m., if you want to, on a crystal clear night. We have some smoke issues right now because the forest fire situation is really bad. But on a crystal clear night with a clear atmosphere, yeah, you can see gases in between the stars, and it's incredible. You see one star after another. If you just keep looking, more stars appear and more appear and more appear. It's really quite incredible. If you have a camera, you can do a 10-second exposure and get incredible pictures. If you have a good camera, so
that's true.
That's all true. Part of the, you know, the trip.
All part of the Sunset Country.
Experience. Yeah.
Hey, the other thing I wanted to ask you. Now, yes, we're opening up the border, and we're going to talk about a little bit of the paperwork you're going to need and stuff. But you also have information on the website and the brochure about, because hunting is right around the corner, isn't it?
It is. I mean, so the next sort of hunting schedule would be the start of the fall bear hunt, which actually starts in summer up here, August 15th. That would be the next thing on the agenda, and getting into September, October, you're into grouse, rough grouse. A lot of people from the States like to come up with that and hunt that. And, of course, white-tailed deer starts. Moose as well. They come in
those are big.
Yeah, we're at the cusp of that.
Yeah. Yeah, the moose are big, folks. I'm just telling you, they're huge. When you talk about 1,800 to 2,000 pounds of something that stands around 10, 11 feet tall, they're big.
Right, and during the rut, a bull moose is rated as the most dangerous animal in the boreal. So, yeah, they're very ornery, those male bulls, during the rut. So you want to stay out of their way.
Yeah, that's a smart move. Hey, let's talk about, if I'm going to go up to, you know, Ontario, Canada, you know, I got my brochure from visitsunsetcountry.com that we've heard on Chauncey's Great Outdoors talk about. So, you mentioned something to me once about an app.
I did.
What was that for?
Well, part of the border crossing process this year. So to facilitate it, and it's going to be better for the people crossing, even if you're reluctant to download an app and use it. It's a requirement is the Arrive Can app. So that's what the Government of Canada wants you to use to fill in your information with your information about your vaccination status and other information they'll ask you within 72 hours prior to you crossing the border. So you're going to go in and, you know, 3 days before you cross, 2 days before you cross, fill in all the information on the Arrive Can, send it, and when you get to the border, they'll have that already. It will really facilitate a much faster crossing experience for you. If you don't do it, it doesn't mean you won't be allowed in. A, they won't be happy, and B, your process will take quite a bit longer. So do you want to be stuck at the border? No, you probably want to get out on the lake and go fishing. So that's part of it. The process is, there is more involved in that. I could give you a good website with the requirements, like a checklist. That's travel.gc.ca, and then a / then the word travel again, and then a hyphen or a dash, and COVID. So travel.gc.ca/travel-COVID. That's going to have the Government of Canada's requirements. It'll also have a link to this Arrive Can app. You can do it on your computer or download it to your mobile device.
Okay. So
yeah, you strongly, you know, do that before coming if you're planning on coming under these new conditions.
Right. And once again, everybody, it's not just, you know, Canadian government is not just opening the door and saying they want you to come, but they want to do it safely. They want to do it healthily. So they're asking for information, and you're going to probably, you know, read the app and read the information, because you're going to have a test done a certain amount of time before you hit the border. If it's longer, you could be maybe having the test done again up there. But, and you don't want to stop yourself for a day or two or three, and, you know, heaven forbid you've made that trip and you're stopped at the border and have to come back. It's best to have all your I's dotted, T's crossed before you get to the border to make sure that you could pass through without a problem and catch them walleye, catch them muskie, catch them pike.
Yeah, that's going to happen. The catching is a guarantee. What people have to remember is it's fully vaccinated travelers only. So say you've had COVID and you think you're protected from that, and you may very well be, that's not eligible. It doesn't make you eligible. Mm-hmm. You have to have a full vaccination status completed within 14 days prior to crossing.
Wow.
Okay, so if you just get your last shot 3 days before you cross, you won't be eligible because 14 days have to pass since your second shot, say, of Pfizer or Moderna or whatever. Right. So that's key. Key thing for people to remember.
Yeah. So remember, give me the mobile app again.
Arrive Can, it's called the ARRIVE and then in capital CAN. And it's an app. It's on Google Play or the App Store for Apple.
Well, I'm going to download mine as soon. When we're done talking, I'm downloading mine, okay?
We expect that there's going to be a strong demand, and hopefully over the next while as COVID recedes, and let's hope it does recede and be a thing of the past soon, these restrictions should get less and less as we go along.
Yeah, which, you know, and it becomes less and less for a lot of different areas, not just crossing the border of Canada, but going to Europe, going to here, going, even in different parts of the United States.
Well, I don't know if you guys know this. A lot of people in the States don't know this. They're complaining sort of about the process. But you're aware that from a land point of view, I can't come as a tourist to the United States right now. Your border is closed to us. I didn't know if you knew that.
No.
So I can't come and land. I could fly in with a negative COVID test, but I can't cross in a car. They'll return me. So just so you know, the United States is refusing Canadians at the border for discretionary travel right now.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, just so when people get mad about these conditions, well, just remember, we can't we can't travel to the United States as tourists right now, as a Canadian citizen, unless we fly.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have to get you to fly down here so you and I can have a good Chicago beef sandwich.
Well, you're going to see me, and I'm really looking forward to getting back to the sports shows, and, you know, it's going to be an important year to talk to people about all what's happened in 17 months, so I'm going to be in Chicago, I'm going to be in Wisconsin, I'm going to be in the Twin Cities, ready to talk to people and answer their question. We really missed you guys. I mean, it's our industry depends on U.S. travelers, so it's been a long 17 months, 18 months, however long it's been for our industry, and for the anglers as well, right?
Exactly.
The hunters.
So once again, if somebody wants to get a lot of website information, order one of your pamphlets, they just need to go to visitsunsetcountry.com, correct?
That is correct.
And if somebody has a question that some people like to talk to a human being, is there a phone number?
There is, and we actually, in most cases, answer the phone. It's not voicemail jail, so it's 1-800-665-7567, 9 to 5 Central, generally on weekdays, and we'd be happy. You can leave a message, and we'll call you back with specific answers to your questions if we can have them, if we can find them.
Mr. Carew, I want to say thank you for coming on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I'm glad we were able to get this information out to all the people throughout the Midwest and beyond about the borders opening up in Canada. We've got to do it the smart way and go to that, download that app that you can put on your phone. And once again, what's the name of the app?
Arrive Can.
Arrive Can. And get all the info and get up to Canada. And you could even, maybe see Jerry on that 40,000-acre lake that he was the only person.
That was a bay. On a million-acre lake.
On a million. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay. Well, you got to wait till the night.
Okay, I'll wait till the night. Jerry,
I'll take you fishing.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thanks much. Have a great day.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again, so mark your calendars for August 7th from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois at 31st and Wolf Road. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, special guests, and more. All at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road, August 7th from 6 to 7 a.m. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Illinois Department of Public Health rules for face masks apply. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. They're new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey everybody, Chauncey here. I'm the chairman of the Sporting Clays Classic that's benefiting the Pathway to Adventure Council of the Boy Scouts of America, being held at the Payless Sporting Club at 24038 South Harlem Avenue in Frankfort, Illinois, on Friday, August 20th. I'm looking for a few more four-man squads that want to benefit the scouting program and have a fun-filled day of shooting sporting clays, breakfast, lunch, and a special gift. Go to pathwaytoadventure.org for registration and information, and join me for a day of fun breaking some clays. Pull!
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's bizbait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to visitsunsetcountry.com. That's visitsunsetcountry.com.
segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Like a fool, what a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing hole. I can't think.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Hope you enjoyed that little info. Not little, a lot of info on crossing the border to go into Ontario. And once again, always go to the, download the app from ESPN Chicago for your smartphone and listen to the show again, and you can hear all that information. Hey, let's start out quick here. We got the Aiden Fishing Report, and it says, Papa, we're on the boat in White Lake and going to scout camp real soon. Fishing is better for bluegill, bass, and perch in the morning. Then it's time to play in the water and jump off the boat. Obviously, we know where his mind is. Roger and his parents fished out of Muskegon, and caught a few salmon and trout from 60 to 110 feet down in 80 to 170 feet of water. Pier anglers were catching some freshwater drum in Muskegon, and that's all Roger said that they were catching. Well, it's time to go. I have to jump into the lake. It's way too hot. Hope to see you soon. Love, your grandson, Aiden. The Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Hey, Two Hot Dog Joey said that they're getting Lakers off Chicago, but you're going out a little bit further for them. Haven't seen many Kings and Cohos, and the water is just too warm right now. We need some west winds that'll bring some fish in. Well, you heard the Captain Tony's report at the beginning of the show, so we won't go back into that, but he says that it's once again a Laker program up there, too. Northwest Indiana, you're seeing some Lakers on spinning glows on 120 to 160 feet of water. And you're also seeing some people catching those steelhead in the stream, but it's getting so warm that water is going to push those steelhead back into the lake because they want that cooler water. Perch are hit and miss off the humps in the Indiana waters. Remember that. Our friends in the Cook County Forest Preserves are telling us that good bluegill and bullhead action is going on and many, if not all of the lakes and ponds. Topwater baits working really good for some largemouth bass action early in the day with some large minnows working some of the areas that you want to look at for fishing later in the afternoon. Lots of stuff going on. Oh, man, I can't be. It's hot out there. Be careful and try to stay cool. Well, we're coming to the end of the show because I just heard the flute kick in, so that means we're coming to the end of it. And I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from my friend Apensui Majawat. It says, don't allow the grass to grow on the path of friendship. Don't allow the grass to grow on the path of friendship. How very true. Very, very true. And once again, please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch, etc. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. So be careful this weekend in the great outdoors and try to stay cool. And if you can't stay cool, drink a lot of water. We'll see you next week on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.